USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With new coronavirus cases spiking in a number of states around the country that have reopened, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin says there is no way we can reclose the economy.
We can't shut down the economy again. I think we've learned that if you shut down the economy, you're going to create more damage, and not just economic damage, but there are other areas, medical problems and everything else that get put on hold. But I think we've learned a lot. And I also would just say the fact that Congress, the House, the Senate responded with the administration in an unprecedented way to put $3 trillion in the economy, and we're prepared to go back to Congress for more money to support the American worker. So we're going to get everybody back to work.
Meanwhile, an additional 1.5 million people filed for unemployment for the first time last week, and new stats released by the Department of Labor. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The 75-year-old man who was shoved to the ground by police at a protest in Buffalo, New York, has suffered a brain injury and is facing a new normal, according to his attorney. The video of social justice activist Martin Gugino being pushed at a protest June 4th outside City Hall became one of the most viewed examples of police violence sparked by the death of George Floyd. Gugino has been hospitalized since the incident, which led to charges of second-degree assault and suspension without pay for Buffalo officers Robert McCade and Aaron Torogalski. Both officers have pleaded not guilty. North Korea said it's pulling away from its relationship with the United States 2 years after a historic handshake between President Donald Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore, saying there have been no actual improvements in ties. Never again will we provide the U.S. chief executive with another package to be used for achievements without receiving any returns, according to North Korea's foreign minister. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Starbucks is creating its own Black Lives Matter shirt for employees to wear if they choose. The move comes after the coffee chain reportedly banned employees from wearing Black Lives Matter gear. The t-shirt depicts protest signs with phrases including "Speak Up" and "Time for Change." One sign shows a raised fist saying, "It's not a moment, it's a movement." Social media blew up over news reports that Starbucks had told employees in a memo that they could not wear Black Lives Matter shirts or other paraphernalia. Starbucks Foundation last week pledged to donate $1 million to organizations that promote racial equity and social justice. The organizations will be nominated by its employees. Take the stairs, not the elevator, down from your hotel room. Encourage people to bring their own food and drinks to the cookout. Use hand sanitizer after banking at an ATM. Call ahead to restaurants and nail salons to make sure staff are wearing face coverings, and no high fives or even elbow bumps at the gym. These are some of the tips in the long-awaited guidance from the U.S. health officials about how to reduce the risk of coronavirus infection for Americans who are attempting some semblance of a normal life. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention posted the guidelines along with a second set of rules for organizing and attending big gatherings such as concerts, sporting events, protests, and political rallies. But the guidelines are not intended to endorse any particular type of event, according to Dr. Jay Butler of the CDC. The staging and attendance of all events should still be in accordance based on how much the coronavirus is spreading in a particular community. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.